And Thursday morning at 9:30, time for this edition of K1 Tech Talk. And, of course, back from, well, wherever he was over the break. Nice to have Brad Dungus back in the studio. And good morning, 2017. And
Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year to you, sir. And that means that hopefully you reduced the inventory by an appropriate amount over the last week or two. And
we had an incredible end of the year, Charlie. It was really outstanding across all fronts. I mean, it just kept going and going and going, and right to the last minute we were selling cars. It was really a great finish. New and used cars, all brands did really well. We're really we're actually overstocked now, probably in trade-ins and used cars. I think we have over 80 on the ground
at
the moment.
Awful problem to have.
Yeah, and it's a great time of year to have that problem, because I know people are going to be getting their tax refunds pretty soon, and and some people will be looking for a new ride. And if you are, we've got a great selection of quality used cars, vehicles. Some starting, I think we have a couple vehicles under $2,000. There was a van for $1,495. You know, those are well-used vehicles at that price range, but all the way up to the latest model Ford trucks. We've had a lot lately of very late model trucks, not just Fords, actually, Dodges, Chevys, GM C product, all traded in on the new exciting new Ford Super Duty and the F-150, and a lot, even the Tundra. But, you know, a lot of this is our Ford trucks, 14, 15, so even some 16 Ford trucks being traded on the latest stuff. So these are almost new trucks, just a few thousand miles. A lot of them are really loaded too. These are some of the guys who buy the big, most expensive trucks. So, but you can save thousands of dollars. These are trucks that are new, $70,000+. You can buy them used. Most of the ones we have now are under 30,000 miles, for in the 50s. So you're saving $20,000, and most of these are Ford certified. So they not only do they have the remainder of the new vehicle warranty, but they're going to have the Ford certified warranty, which extends that warranty out to 100,000 miles, and not all the elements of it, but a lot of it. We'll be happy to explain that to you when you come in. But if you're looking for a deal on stuff like that, the inexpensive vehicles, anything right now is a great time to buy.
Well, and I think most people, most years, know whether or not they're going to have a refund. And so, okay, the IRS says that the employers have till the end of the month to get those W-2s out to you, but that doesn't mean that on an uncomplicated return, you couldn't have the thing worked through the software by the 3rd or 4th of February and in the system by the 5th.
Well, so we see people coming in already that knowledge. And so, I mean, and we're not tax advisors, and we don't want to do your taxes for you. That's up to you. But certainly, if you know, we can work with you to make the payments come later, so that you've got your refund by the time that anything's due. So there's ways to work that. We can work with you and your the finance company to put this deal together. So that's really what we want to do, is the opportunity. If you know you got something coming, come talk to us, and we'll see, and we'll find the right vehicle for you. That's the most important thing is to get you the best vehicle that you something you need at the best price. And you know, with our great selection and with the great people we have, I know that won't be a problem.
Well, I know your people work awfully hard to ask the right questions with the buying, so that they know that they're also at best possible assurance anyway that they're getting person in the right car that fits what they need and what they want.
It's so hard these days to really. You know, information comes at us from everywhere. We just finished this crazy election with all the fake news stories stuff like that. I was talking to my 15-year-old son about that recently, and he in his world, of course, this is normal almost now, because this is the world he's known, and you know that there's the people's perception of reality is.
And I'm sorry, an editorial comment here, I shouldn't say this. We've always had something that could be called fake news. We just called it the National Enquirer
You know. That's good. But now it's more mainstream, it's harder to tell it apart. So, the reason I brought that up is there's so much information out there about cars.
Well, yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, it's not as important maybe as politics or the world that we live in, but the truth is there's that just as much misinformation and quality information out there about cars. So how do I figure out what's really real there? And so it's up to the person, right? You know you're going to buy a car from somebody you like, hopefully. It's not a machine business. There are some companies who think they can do it through vending machines and stuff like that. There's a company called Carvana that mm-hmm. started out that's quite interesting. I'm fascinated by their business model, but it is a vending machine for cars, actually. And, you know, if you're interested in buying a car without a person, I suppose that's great. But I'd rather have somebody I can count on to help me explain what the car does, to mm-hmm. help me understand what I'm getting, to help me make a decision in the process between all the choices out there. So you're looking at a sedan. You know, how many sedans are there?
Yeah, I would just feel embarrassed to bring a brand new car in for a warranty service and say, you know, Brad, here's my car. I didn't buy it from you, but I want you to, you know, do the warranty service here at no cost.
Well,
for you know,
some of that it happens. You know, and you know, the truth is, we're all people, and we're here to serve you. And so that our relationship with you is what our business is built on.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a different business model. It's not built on a relationship. It's built on their process and what they do, and reducing cost out of it, I suppose. But you know, that remains to be seen. I know the retail auto business is so competitive, and we're all fighting for your business every day. And every independent dealer is a little different and does things different, and that gives them characteristics that that'll hopefully attract you to them, make you can find the business where you want to do business. And that's what we're always trying to do, is build a business that's attractive to people, that takes care of people, that's relevant in their lives, and helps you know, with all their transportation needs.
Well, let's see, over the past month or so, you've awarded 75th anniversary prizes.
That's right.
We gave December
$7,500 last month. We're off to a great season this year, the winter, and you know, the big awards the year is up. The
right.
Ford F-Series is for the 40th year the best selling truck.
Yeah,
Ford is the best selling brand in America. You know, Ford, you know, really wants me to explain why that
okay.
is.
Why in the words of Andy Rooney, why is that?
Well, because we have more five-star safety vehicles, because we have the highest owner loyalty in the industry, and because we've got award-winning value. We've really got the best value on cars. And you mm-hmm. put all that together, and it really makes, you know, the best-selling brand. That's what Ford is built on. And it's a great company. It's the, you know, the only one of the two car companies in America that hasn't filed bankruptcy.
Right, and this is the anniversary of Henry Ford first coming up with the idea of a minimum wage, a $5 a day minimum wage for his employees.
The inventor of the assembly line.
Right.
The inventor of my family's, you know, car business life. I mean, when we hooked up with Ford in Blackwell, Oklahoma in 24, mm-hmm. I believe, was the first time they started working at the dealership there, sweeping the floors, working in the parts department. You know, Ford was young, and my grandpa was very young, and it's all history. But a few years later, he was a Ford dealer, and mm-hmm. a few years after that, moving to Bartlesville, and you know, that's a legacy we're really proud of. But with Ford, that comes with all these great vehicles, with all the great technology. It's really an exciting time, and validated by you guys, because it being the best selling truck, being the best selling brand, mm-hmm. That's really exciting for us. There's a lot of new stuff coming this time of year, too.
And that's Ford trucks in general, not, or was it specifically the 150 or the
250? Well, that's
250?
The F-Series is
okay.
how that's measured.
Yeah.
They measure it in the pickup line only, and that's so that would be the F-Series, which would include both the F-150 and the F-250 and F-350. So it would be comparing it to the other manufacturer's full lineup of pickup truck bed. Pickup bed mm-hmm. trucks.
That's, I just want to make sure, given the proper recognition for their status. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
No, because it is specific, and each of the segments, of course, in our industry is kind of measured that way. The Camry will be confirmed to be the leading sedan sold in North America. Corolla to be the leading vehicle sold in the world.
They've held that status now for several years.
Long time. Yeah, Camry for, I think, 18 out of the last 20 years, something like that. Anyway, so great product. And Toyota, you know, we mentioned a lot about Ford's accolades, but Ford and Toyota are actually working together on some stuff now.
Now, that's interesting.
We've heard, you may have seen in the news, reports about the Consumer Electronics Show that mm-hmm. starts today. That show has become more and more of a car show, and cars have, you know, we talk about it on the radio all mm-hmm. the time, but cars have so much technology in them now that the car companies actually come and show stuff there. There's two big things going on this week. One is a partnership between Ford and Toyota where they're going to launch a consortium to help developers build in-car apps. It's going to be an open source app environment, and Ford and Toyota are invested in it, but they want to be able to help developers build apps that are going to be meaningful in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they don't have to be built on different platforms around. This is an open source environment, so when you do it, it works on Apple, on Google. They're working to put all the Siri, the Alexa, the Google Assistant, all mm-hmm. of them are going to be in the cars. You're going to have connectivity to your phone in an enhanced way. It's going to give you all the kinds of apps that you have in the phone. Now, you imagine where we're going here with this.
Oh, sure.
We've talked about this before, too, in the driverless world, which we hear so much about these days, mm-hmm. How this is going to affect us. And Toyota, at the Consumer Electronics Show, has unveiled a car they call the Concept I. It's an autonomous car, mm-hmm. but it's the first car that really has artificial intelligence in it, too, or is envisioned to. This is where Toyota sees cars going in about 2030, so another 12 or 13 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a car that essentially is a robot. It'll be a car that you can drive or will drive you. It'll have both platforms.
Do it yourself or let the car do it?
It's essentially going to be a robot that works with you to handle your transportation needs. It's a fascinating idea. They've got a lot of the stuff worked out. The cockpit really is where the car starts. It is kind of more traditional than a lot of the autonomous cars you see. It has a steering wheel.
Okay.
Looks a little bit more like a game controller than a traditional steering wheel. But it has that. It has a driver's area where you actually can drive it. I think, Toyota really believes that even in this future where we have access to these cars, that people are going to want to drive cars that are fun. That
right,
they're going to
right.
want to still have fun in an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have this choice. That may not be what I want to do when I'm commuting.
Right.
When I may want to just let it drive me home. Right.
But navigation,
on Saturday
destination
afternoon
home, yeah.
or something, I want to go drive around in the country. I may want to go and actually control that and have fun. And the cars may actually be able to be more fun to drive if
mm-hmm.
you think about it. They can use technology to make them safer, better, more fuel efficient. They can also use technology to make them more fun. And, they've done that forever with mm-hmm. speed and with horsepower and
right.
stuff like that. Towing ability. So all those factors are going to come together in this, and I think you're going to have a really exciting time. And it's just around the corner. I mean, you think about it, less than 15 years, and a lot of these concepts are going to really be out there for people.
Well, if you look at the building blocks that are already out there functioning in cars that you are currently selling, everything from the turn-by-turn that Sync or some of the other manufacturers mm-hmm. have got that has proven itself over 10 years or so,
yeah.
You look at the automatic systems that say, okay, lane keeping works real fine already. The ability of a car to sense something in front of you and slow down or, if necessary, emergency brake the car, that's already in there.
Yeah.
So building on what works already, it makes sense.
They're and that stuff's easy to do because it can be built into the car. For a car to be truly autonomous, of course, it's going to have more connectivity to other things. The cars are probably going to have to talk to each other.
Right.
They're going to have to talk to the street lights, to the stoplights, things like that. At least it's going to be much more efficient if it does. Imagine a world where the streetlights aren't on when the cars aren't there.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where when you don't have to stop at a red light when no one is coming the other way. Those are good things.
I'm not sure how law enforcement's going to deal with that, but that's another story.
Well, we'll have to figure all this out. That is, to me, that's always kind of one of the questions you start thinking about when you get off on this tangent.
Yeah.
Is how does that come to reality here in Bartlesville? And I don't have a strong answer for that at
sure.
this point, but clearly there are people thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We probably won't have to be the ones that invent how this is done in Bartlesville. I'm sure that other cities will lead us, and there's a lot of work going on in major cities to reduce
was it like San Francisco
car
was
traffic
one of the
San Francisco is doing great stuff. Denver is doing a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what you really are going to see, but cars aren't going away in those places too, what's interesting. And the car manufacturers keep coming out with more and more exciting stuff. So I don't know where it's going to all lead, but it's going to lead to more exciting technology. to more fun technology in cars that help you drive, to help you be safer. I think eventually leads to this world where we are all connected. You know, more electric cars that you may have seen that Ford's committing to build electric F-150s, Mustang, Transit by 2020. So just in a few years, that's going to beg for a really different choice for people and a powertrain for vehicles. And they're going to add, they just announced they're not going to build the plant in Mexico and move keep those jobs in America. That's a great thing, I think. That Ford's investing $700 million to build, to add 700 jobs there at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant in Michigan to build the Mustang and the Lincoln Continental, which is really a great thing for us. The Continental, we've talked about before, and frankly, Charlie, we can't keep them on the ground right now.
That's
sold
great
out
things.
Again.
that's wonderful that there is that demand for a returning vehicle. You know.
Well, and a car that's just, is going to be our halo car. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, the MKX, the Navigator, these are our best-selling vehicles today. MKX is doing great, but this is the sedan, this is the flagship vehicle, this is what people expect from a luxury car. And I know the couple of the guys who bought them are loving the vehicles that we've sold them, so I think they're going to be really outstanding. I did get to drive them and in the pre-production phase to go to a big test track where I was able to compare this to the competitive models from Mercedes, Audi, BMW, across the board and all the luxury brands, and it really is competitive. It really stands out as a unique design vehicle that really is comfortable to drive, has unique technology features, a lot of it's beautiful. And I think if you really check it out, you can get, even though I don't have one on the ground, you can get a lot of information on the web or give us a call at the dealership, talk to my brother Bruce, who's the Lincoln specialist. He'll be glad to get you information or brochure on that vehicle. It's the all-new Lincoln Continental.
Will Ford be expanding the aluminum body that they put on the car, on their trucks? Will that be moving into some of the other vehicles
the road? I actually haven't heard about that yet. Right now, most of the announcements that we've heard recently have been about powertrain stuff. Of course, the aluminum is now into the Super Duty.
Right.
So it just started.
And you seems know, to be very well received.
Yeah, I know. We haven't had any issues at all with it. I mean, despite the funny commercials about people dropping rocks in the back of your truck, which is never a good idea, I'll remind people.
Yeah, regardless of the metal, the truck
is made of, it's probably going to have issues. Clearly a bed liner could resolve some of the issues. But anyway, on a truck, the aluminum, a shift to aluminum takes out more weight than it would on a smaller vehicle.
Right.
I can see where that could help out with gas mileage. Because some of the stuff can't be made in aluminum, and so... And it's the big panels that you can and still make a safe car. So they're going to be real smart about that. And the balance between weight, powertrains, and all this, and how they come up, get to the magic formula, what you want to drive, right?
Right.
That's really what they're after there, is how do I present a vehicle to you that, you know, whether it's a Prius hybrid that has electric and gas in it, or a true electric vehicle, or a gasoline vehicle, heck, a Mustang GT350.
Sure.
We talked about the Super Duties, you know, all these different types of vehicles, and there's all these different types of powertrains. And so it's going to be interesting as we go forward on that. But I see a lot more electric vehicles coming from Ford in the next few years.
But I probably the same. They'll follow that technology into the Lincoln line.
Yeah. I have not confirmed that, but
yeah,
see, a lot
it
of
seems reasonable.
It does, I know we're going to get word this year on a couple of new Lincolns. We've talked before about that we will have a new Lincoln Navigator and a new Ford Expedition this year. We're going to have the. We'll get word on a new, I think, Explorer-sized vehicle for Lincoln that has not been really announced yet, but I expect to be on the horizon. And that'll be exciting because the Explorer is a great size vehicle. It's something people really comfortable, and Lincoln doesn't have a product in that class. And that is one of the most popular segments we have in Bartlesville. Interesting information I'd heard this morning is the most searched vehicle on our websites are the Ford F-150 on the Ford side and the Toyota Highlander on the Toyota side.
Interesting.
So Highlander is a really critical vehicle for us, and Explorer's in that class too. So if you're looking for a vehicle in that choice, one of the neat things about Dungis is you can come look at them both there on the same lot with your
side
sales specialist,
side
by side, really compare them. We'll help you break down the competitive product as well and give you a real opportunity to compare the products of two great vehicles together.
Call ahead and say which one you want to test drive first.
Sure. That's right, Charlie. Yeah, and you know, what else is going on? I talking to the guys this morning too, this is an important time of year for maintaining your vehicle. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of people with battery issues, some with tires, check engine lights, all kinds of things going on. But these big temperature changes are going to stress your vehicle. So
Friday night with a low around 7, I think you're going to have a few tire pressure lights Saturday morning.
You may have that. So if you're experiencing those issues, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you through that. You do want to make sure you keep your vehicle maintained this time of year. It's really important to have your battery checked, just mm-hmm. so that you know that it's going to start when you need it to. We talk a lot about like remote start systems this time of year. It is going to be cold. You can warm that car up from inside. I did hear one of the local television stations, the weatherman, talked about people out actually stealing cars that are being warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that it is illegal in Tulsa to leave your car in a public space running, apparently. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
And I don't know what the law is in Bartlesville. I do know in your driveway you can do that. And
yeah.
with our remote start systems, the key is not in the car,
right.
So this car isn't going anywhere.
And at least on mine, if I hit the remote start button, it automatically locks the car.
Yeah, you have to lock the car before the remote start will work, and
right.
then you have to get in the car with the key and push the push button start in order to get it to actually engage the gears.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several safety features there. You've got a passive alert system also that if they happen to try to break into the vehicle because it was running.
Mm-hmm.
It would alert you audibly and with lights flashing and stuff like that. So there, it is it's something to consider. That you might want to check on that. I know there are other rules in some communities have limits on how long you can warm up your vehicle, stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, we've talked a lot about that product before. And
sure.
I wanted to,
but this is the time of year that people might add one on to an existing vehicle that they've had for a year or two. So,
you bet. You can add it later as an accessory. You can ask for it on your new vehicle. It's something I use every day. So I did want to mention it to people. It's important, I think. I like to get into a warm car.
It is particularly important this time of year. I think, it's nice to get into a air-conditioned vehicle on a hot day, but I think the inverse is probably much more important for most people to be able to get into that warm vehicle on a cold day.
It is, and it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all experienced getting into a cold car and not having good gloves and trying to drive a cold steering wheel.
I mean,
that can be really cold on you, and that can't be very safe. So I think the truth is it is good to get in a nice warm car and be able to go.
And just the engine responds much better once it's up to operating temperature. So,
sure.
Again, hot or cold, you're better off all the way around.
Yep. So maintain that vehicle. If you want to look into a remote start, give us a call. Come check it out.
Some of the other weather-related issues that people used to have with their vehicles, you check as just part of the checklist on a 995 oil change anyway. You check those belts. You make sure that the mix is proper on the antifreeze level in the coolant system and all those other things.
We do all that. We check the fluid levels on all your fluids. We're going to check your windshield wipers, obviously. Check your brakes, all the important factors. But you're right, all those things you don't think about, too, the fluids, the washer fluid, the transmission radiator, so on and so forth. It's not just oil. That needs to be changed the most often.
Yeah.
And you need to get those tires rotated. But the truth is that we're going to check everything out and as best we can and make sure that everything's good for you as you go on down the road.
I can remember as a young 15-and-a-half-year-old driver waiting to get in January to get my driver's license. My folks were out there, when you get your car, you need to make sure you got the right mix on coolant. And we had mm-hmm. this little gauge that, with the little
yep.
balls floating that, you could check it.
And, you could check it.
And,
yeah.
and people don't usually do that anymore because you do that for us.
Well, I mean, we've become kind of disconnected from that. And frankly, the cars are so much more complicated now. I was talking to a guy, we had a truck in, a guy who had a truck with a carburetor, and we were doing maintenance on that, and he needed carburetor work, and the tech was like, I don't know what to do with that.
No, but you've got some master guys that
We found, Rob actually said he'd take it home and do it himself. He could do it with his blindfolded.
And that's the nice thing about your techs is they've got the experience. They've got the know-how or the willingness to dig into it till they get
but
it right.
But the young guy's like, what is that?
Four barrels? What's I don't understand.
A Holley carburetor.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that probably could put one of those together blindfolded too. So
yeah, no, I mean, so it's different. The different generations, different ways we use vehicles. I mean, I can remember, like you said, when that first vehicle, I had the tire gauge and I tested my everything. I mean, yeah. And I had to check the oil very regularly.
That 54
in that vehicle.
That 54 Mercury that I got, it was actually still my grandfather's car, but by the time my sister and I were sharing the vehicle, when she became a driver's age, the fuel gauge was permanently stuck on empty.
Yeah, it was a 68 Ranchero. It had a fairly large engine in it, and it used a bit of oil. It wasn't good in the winter.
I'm sure it wasn't. You need 5 gallons of gas and 4 quarts of oil. Yeah.
Something like that. It lasted a few years, though. Everybody has a first one.
Well, that's it. And those are what we remember. Those are the cars that mean something to us.
No, they do. And that's interesting. And it's different these days. I have a 15-year-old son, and we've been talking about cars a lot. And I don't know what we're going to do quite yet, but.
No, but if somebody has that 15-year-old or even early 16 that is still itching to get their fingers around the steering wheel, you can get those families set up on a dependable vehicle that you're going to feel pretty safe about letting that new driver out there.
Well, there's a lot to it, you know, and we've talked about it a lot. Everything from, classic cars and such are attractive. But safety is awfully important, and there's so much great stuff in the new vehicles that, I think that's really critical that you equip your young drivers with as much safety stuff as you can get. They're going to, I know my son is interested really in smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles. He wants a vehicle that's not, he doesn't seem to want all the bells and whistles. He really wants a utilitarian vehicle. That's what his desire is.
So that 6-volt electrical system on that 54 Mercury I drove, your techs would probably have a little trouble with that one.
But they're bright. But and we wouldn't know what to do with it.
But it's neat to see the changes that have come across the vehicles as we improve things every year.
It's incredible, and so that lots of choices, lots of great stuff, and it's it's something you need to consider if you're looking for a car for a young person. I think it's important to get something that's right for them that meets all their needs, plus keeps them safe and sound. Older young drivers.
It is. And just the systems that are out there for you. Of course, just looking at other things, it's not too late to just get the car in front of Enrique and get a good detail because whatever is going to happen weather-wise, it's going to get a little
bit of
happen. Grime in there.
My car needs a detail right now, and I called Enrique this morning, and he's going to work on it this afternoon. But they've got time. If you want to get it in, give Enrique a call. Call our main number, 918-333-0900. You can ask for anything, your parts department, body shop, Enrique at the detail department, schedule an oil change. We'll be happy to help you out any way we can.
Well, and I hear on CBS and other networks occasionally commercials for some of the other services and products that you handle, like BG is out, advertising all their different products that really can help improve the efficiency and life of your engine. So
they can, and those are specialty solutions and solvents and additives to the stuff we use on your vehicle. They do flushes. They do things to help maintain your vehicle. These things, they have additional warranty items they can add to your vehicle if you do certain things. It's a great product. It's probably not for everybody. Depends on how you use the vehicle. We really try to customize maintenance to your use of the vehicle and what we see going on with the vehicle, because people really use them differently if you think about it. People who always drive a short distance. You may not seem like you're doing very much to your vehicle, but the truth is starting and getting and going without the engine warmed up and stopping quickly put as much or more wear and tear as a vehicle that starts and runs all day and, you know, puts 1,000 miles on a vehicle. You know, you're going to get more mile wear and tear that way. But some parts of the vehicle are going to have more stress from just the start and stop. So it's dirt roads, all kinds of things affect that.
DungeonsChoice.com. Check out the selection, and you can make an appointment online for the 995 oil change. Brad, thank you very much
thank
for
you,
your time.
Charlie.
We'll talk again real soon.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.